Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, September 15. Coming up, economy records GDP growth on the IMF program. UNESCO to spend $10 million on development projects. And Health Minister urges leaders to be persistent in fight against NCDs. The details after the break.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Baz, says the economy has experienced positive growth since entering into an extended fund facility agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Mr. Baz says Jamaica has recorded positive gross domestic product GDP growth for 10 of the 14 quarters under the IMF program since March 2013. GDP growth for the last six quarters has been positive.
I think what that is saying is that the economy is actually getting traction and is growing, but it is fairly modest, though continuous. We'd like it to be continuous but stronger. We just have to be a little patient because that momentum and that growth rate is actually increasing as we go along.
Mr. Baz was speaking at the EPOC quarterly press briefing earlier this week. The Jamaica National Commission for UNESCO has secured close to $10 million to fund development projects in the areas of culture, gender, youth, and science. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sport Olivia Grange says the funding will be provided through UNESCO's participation program. She was addressing the first meeting of the new board of the Jamaica National Commission for UNESCO on Wednesday. The four projects which will benefit from a total of $79,000 are Caribbean SIDS Roadmap to Biosphere Nomination, Revitalization of Mento, Contemporary Masculinities, and Engaging Youth in UNESCO-related Activities. Minister Grange, who is also chairman of the Jamaica National Commission for UNESCO, says the commission is now meeting with all fund recipients to ensure work begins quickly, as activities must be completed and all funds disbursed by December 2017. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is urging leaders in the health sector to remain persistent in the fight against non-communicable diseases, NCDs, in Jamaica, pointing out that 7 out of every 10 deaths in Jamaica are related to an NCD. Minister Tufton says leaders must continue the process of making communities healthier by providing the information and encouragement and stimulating citizens into action.
36 million people globally die from non-communicable diseases, including 16 million, according to the global statistic, who die at ages below what would be considered to be a normal life cycle, let's say 70 years old. In Jamaica, which is where it concerns us primarily and very importantly, what the data is suggesting is that non-communicables are the greatest public health threat for the development of our people for the past half a century, 50 years.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the 4th National Non-Communicable Disease Prevention and Control Workshop held recently. And the Access to Information Unit in the Office of the Prime Minister is urging members of the public to support the activities scheduled for Right to Know Week later this month. Right to Know Week is being observed from September 25 to 30, while Right to Know Day is Wednesday, September 28. Public Education Manager in the ATI unit, Prudence Barnes, says several of the activities planned for the week will target secondary and tertiary level students as part of efforts to increase knowledge about the unit within this demographic.
On Tuesday, the 27th of September, we will launch our National High School Essay Competition. On Wednesday, the ATI unit team will be at the Transport Center in Halfitree doing our annual outreach to engage students who are there after school and other commuters. On Thursday, we are having a public forum which will take place at the University of the West Indies, CARIMAC.
Ms. Barnes was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. Activities for the week officially begin on Sunday, September 25, with a church service at the Mona Baptist Church. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.